Well, good evening. This is Rich Morrison. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. It is Thursday night, just about time for the night session to open, but I just got home from being on the road this week. Wanted to take a few minutes to get at least a podcast out so that everybody could get an update on the markets today and kind of what we're thinking right now. And the market today, probably the bigger factor was a drier forecast in the Southern Hemisphere. You look at the Argentine forecast tonight over the next 7 days, even the 10-day forecast, takes some of the rain out that we had been looking at previously. And so it's a very fickle market right now. It's a weather market, just like it is in the United States in July. It's kind of like early August down there. And with the soybean crop meaning such being such a big important thing right now, certainly that's what we're paying attention to is soybean weather. And so the good news for the Argentinians, they planted a lot of the beans later this year because of the lack of rain. And some of those beans did get some pretty good rain in the last 7 to 10 days. But they're going to go without again for at least another 7 to 10. Now, as I look at some extended forecast maps out past the middle of February, do look a little bit wetter once again. And so, you know, kind of keep that in mind. But it's, again, a fickle market right now. We're going to trade back and forth based on weather. When you look at a lot of our markets here at the moment, we're fairly range-bound. The corn market, kind of within a 30-40 cent trading range over the last 2-3 months. Soybeans, kind of in a trading range right now once again. And so, you know, we're really waiting for that next maybe shoe to fall, whatever that is. Next Wednesday, we'll get a USDA report, supply-demand report. We'll see if they make any changes to the demand numbers. Next Thursday, CONAB in Brazil will put out its February crop report, so we'll see if they come up with anything. In the meantime, we'll, I'm sure, get some more Argentine yield numbers, production estimates. We did see the U.S. Ag Attaché put out a 39 million ton number for the bean crop down there. Initially, that crop was estimated at 50 million tons. So, you know, we're looking at least a 20% dip. When you look at the combined Argentine-Brazilian crops this year, still forecasting an increase and a record of both corn and soybeans. So keep that in mind. We've seen a lot of talk here lately, too, in soybeans about a couple of different subjects. Number one, here domestically, we're looking at an increase in domestic consumption over the next several years due to the increase in the crushing facilities in the United States. And so that's a big positive. But there was also a lot written this week. Two or three people wrote about the Brazilian government's push to try to increase planted acres, and especially of soybeans. And keep in mind, this is not coming out of forest land. They have about 22% of the land in that country is pasture ground right now. Only about 8% is in cropland. And so they're thinking, the government's thinking, and the government's actually incenting farmers to take some of that pasture land and put it into crop ground. And so that'll be something to continue to watch as we move forward. But the rundown here this afternoon, and again, we're just about to start the night session, but March corn was down 5¾ cents at the end of the day. In fact, early in the session, tried to test the top end of the recent range, couldn't break through, ended up down. December corn down 1¼ cents at 5.95. March soybeans were up 14 cents at 15.34¼. November 23 beans were up 10¼ cents at 13.70½. Looking down at the wheat market, Chicago July wheat at 7.75½, up 2½ cents. Kansas City July wheat, though, down 2½ at 8.65½. Minneapolis March wheat down 1¼ cents at 9.24¾. Minneapolis September new crop wheat down 0.75 cents at 8.94¼. Trying to look all over because I'm looking at a different screen right now. We did see the cotton market up 78 points in the March contract at 86.39. December cotton up 74 points at 86 cents even. We saw interest rate futures slightly higher. The Dow down, well, in the night session down 21 points. It ended up higher for the day. Energy markets were mixed. The meat markets mostly firmer, which were surprisingly lower yesterday following the cattle on feed report early this week. But we were up $1 to $2 in both the live and the feeder markets, as well as the hog market here today. So kind of a mixed board here, if you want to call it that, across all the markets here today. What do we got going on? Today we had weekly export sales, surprisingly a little bit stronger for corn than what many had expected, so that was a positive thing. We saw bean sales starting to work their way back down, which makes sense this time of the year as we continue to push a little bit further into the South American harvest. We are day two in setting crop insurance-based prices in several states, most of the northern states and some of the southern states as well. And we have the corn average right now at $5.96 after 2 days, beans at $13.67, and the spring wheat was about $8.94 still. That really didn't change here today, $8.94, $8.95. The other thing I would point out on those are the volatility factors starting out significantly lower than last year. Corn volatility right now at only 19%. Last year was 23. Beans are at 15, and last year they were at 19. So that's going to make a significant difference when it comes to premiums. Assuming that those numbers stay, the volatility factors are determined during the last five trading days of this month. So we got a ways to go before we'll get to that, and so we'll have to see if the market moves between now and then. As we're sitting here looking at the night session opening, corn down 1 to 2 cents, soybeans down 2 to 3, wheat down 1 to 3 cents, and so, you know, a little bit of a back and forth here as we continue to go forward. Tomorrow is a Friday, and so kind of keep that in mind. We'll get a commitment to traders report after the close tomorrow afternoon. We'll see how we finish the week. And, you know, looking at the charts, as I mentioned, you know, a lot of these markets, kind of neutral territory. The relative strength index, stochastics for corn, for soybeans, kind of in the 40s and 50s right now. Wheat, kind of a little bit higher, you know, 50s. And the stochastics, especially the short-term stochastics lines in wheat, are a little bit overbought right now. So, you know, maybe not a shock if we see the wheat market at least a little bit toppy. The cotton, kind of neutral to the upside at the moment. So, again, we'll see if we see any selling there. In fact, December 23 cotton right now trading, if we close tomorrow's market where we're sitting today, right at the moment, would be its highest close since the tail end of August. So, you know, I guess I've been telling everyone this winter that cotton needs to compete for acres or it's going to lose a lot of acres, I believe. And maybe the cotton market's trying to do that. We've gone from 70 cent cotton in December contract now up to 86 cents in the last 3 months. So it's doing what it's got to do to maybe hold some of these acres for this year. I'm running out of things to talk about, so I appreciate you listening in. Hope you have a great Friday, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.